pile and then used to take it, shock it by hand. That's a job I always hated till later got older. I'd take that rake and make them shocks.
Did was this hay to feed? Was the hay ever used to feed the cattle?
Yeah, cattle and horses.
Right. Now, where was it stored? Where was the hay stored?
Well, usually in a stack outside. You'd pile that up outside and put it in a stack.
How would you get it piled up?
Pitchfork, hand labor.
I just wondered if y'all ever had a platform of any kind that you would use to...
Never did. Some guys, where they had a lot of it, had those, what they call those stackers. They'd pick that up off the wagon, drop it down on that, but we never did have one.
So have you ever heard them called a Mormon stacker or anything like
yeah.
that?
Yeah, mm-hmm. There's still some over at Mancus.
I got a picture of one. I stopped. There was one old one that was falling in up at Hot Sulphur Springs, and I stopped and took some pictures of it because I haven't seen one in a long time.
You used horses to pull them up with on a cable, if you had that right. But you had to lay your thing in the wagon, that sling, they call it. You had to put that in. Then when you got it, as I understand, you hook both ends together. You had to take your horses off of the wagon and hook it onto that, and it pulled it over that, up that pole and pulled it down and raised it. And then when you, man's supposed to swing that over, and then you drop it down. Yeah,
you don't see
I never did anymore. See one of those. I just seen one work over there at Mancus when they were unloaded. I never was to it, just off the road.
Did with your cattle, did you ever have to dehorn them?
Well, some. Yeah. We had to dehorn by hand, but mostly you did it when they were small calves.
Did you have a tool to do that with?
Yeah.
Just what would it be called?
Dehorning pliers. Dehorning tools. The ones Frank Fury had.
Was a... How about branding? Do you have tools to do that with?
Well, we used to never brand in the earlier days, but we do now.
And what do you use for the...
Hot iron.
Okay. How about with sheep? What do you use to get the wool off of the sheep?
Oh, clippers. I've done that by hand. Not anymore, though.
Is there another word besides clippers that people use sometimes?
Shears. Okay. Hand shears, they call it.
One other tool we haven't mentioned, I was just curious about, one that you used to drive a nail into wood.
Hammer?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've had those.
Still
do.
Still do. That's one that probably will never go away.
Right.
When was the first, I'm wondering when your family got its first mechanical vehicle to drive around in.
Hmm.
Do you know what that was?
Yeah, Model T Ford.
Okay, and that's a type of...
Well, it was a car.
Okay. And when did y'all get that?
Must have been in about 19... I would say probably about 1930, somewhere in there.
Okay.
It was bought used. Model T Ford. That's the first vehicle I drove.
Yeah. Long time ago.
I wasn't supposed to drive it. I did drive it. Drove it out here in this field out here.
Did you ever, I'm sure y'all use trucks as well.
Well, not in, we never had our first, really had our first pickup truck until, 1940 or 41.
Okay.
Was the first pickup
truck. What did you use before then to move stuff around on the farm?
We always used the horses and the wagon.
Okay. Were there different kinds of wagons?
Yeah, there used to be the low-wheel wagon and the high-wheel wagon. That's only two types, but we never had a rubber-tired wagon.
Okay. And were there different kinds of trucks? Are there different kinds of trucks that people might use nowadays?
Well, there is now. That's now. They were mostly in those days, they had Dodge trucks and Chevrolet trucks.
Okay.
And then it wasn't until later years that we had the Ford truck come in.
Can you remember if, when you were growing up, your father ever had guns?
Right. Always did.
What kinds?
That was the staff of life. Protection.
Had to have it, huh?
Yeah.
What kinds did he have?
Well, he had a shotgun.